Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May 11th, 1920, Dalton Scantlebury and his reputed wife, Glendora Webster, appeared before Acting Magistrate Lynch to answer for the charge of murder. Once the prisoners were settled in the dock, the Acting Magistrate outlined their charges. Scantlebury's charge read that you, on the 8th day of May 1920, feloniously and lawfully and maliciously, and of your malice aforethought, did kill and murder one Joseph Nathaniel Burnett, against the peace of his majesty, his crown, and dignity. Whilst Webster's charge spoke to aiding, procuring, and assisting Scantlebury in the commission of the mentioned offense. Ianthe Cumberbatch, who witnessed the onslaught, stated that she was familiar with the deceased man. She outlined that both the deceased and the accused persons lived at the same house in Lightfoot Lane, the city, but occupied separate rooms. She stayed with Scantlebury for 3 months, but decided on the 4th of May to stay with Burnett as a lodger. Ianthe was adamant that she was not the reason for the animosity between the men, but added that Burnett's reputed wife allowed her to stay. On this particular morning, Ianthe recounted, Clarence went into the hallway. Glendora entered the hallway from her room, and Clarence was standing in the hallway. Glendora said, "Please let me pass." Clarence replied, "Pass how you can." Scantlebury came from his room and asked Clarence to pass, and he repeated the same thing. He folded his fist and said, "If you're ready to fight, I already know." Clarence tried summoning Miss Green, the owner of the premises, to complain, but he did not hear her. When Scantlebury attempted to pass again, Clarence struck him and a fight ensued. The fight moved from the hallway into the front yard. Mrs. Webster retrieved a piece of metal and struck Clarence along his back. He stopped fighting long enough to grab a nearby stone to throw at Scantlebury, but dropped it because it was too heavy. Scantlebury, who at the time was armed with a chisel, made stabbing motions towards Clarence. Mrs. Webster struck Clarence once again with the metal, and this time he fell to the ground, appearing motionless. At this point, Ianthe said she left to contact the police. When she returned, she saw Clarence in the same position on the ground before she left. During the proceedings of the court, Mr. H.W. Rees, the Solicitor General and prosecutor for the Crown, asked that the words "malice aforethought" be replaced with "slay for murder" because the accused persons had not really committed murder. They were granted bail in the sum of £50 to reappear in the court at a later date.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.